Bye.
That was such a good intro, because it was like, say goodbye, I say hello, and we're like just tuning in, so it's good.
Uh-huh. Let's applaud ourselves on our excellent intro.
Applaud ourselves, let's applaud me. Woo! Yeah, Stacey. Alright, that was bad. Okay,
notice
so
how I stopped.
I know. Okay, alright. So,
what? You see, the song is still going.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Right, remember when you did that last time and it still was going?
Okay, well, it's not picking up on anything, so it's all.
All right, so let's talk about.
You
the music.
Shushed me. All right, so golf cards.
Wait, should we reintroduce ourselves, because people still don't know who we are?
Well, they may not. We haven't got any complaints since then, but I've been talking to like Shaz and stuff, and they're like.
Do they understand who you are now?
They kind of do, but they still get a bit confused, so we should probably go around.
All right, go around the circle of love.
The circle of love.
I am Leah.
Circle of trust. Sorry.
I am Leah, and I am the leader of the circle of love and of the circle of trust. They belong to me, that's right.
I am Maury, and...
You had to think about that.
I was going to say my full name, but apparently I don't go by that anymore, so...
Well, if you want me to start
playing No, I like being called Maury. It's my nickname, dude. So I am Maury, and I am the creator of the circle of love and trust, and the other one that Leah says.
I'm still the leader. Ha ha, you have to follow me.
I pay you to lead.
Okay.
I am Stacy, and I have nothing to do with the circle of trust or the circle of love, because you pay her to lead, and I'm kind of left without a position in it.
I don't pay you to do anything.
No, Maury pays you to lead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as I don't have to pay you to do anything.
Leah?
Yes?
You're fired.
I didn't do the Donald Trump. You're fired.
That's because I don't
like
want to imitate.
The hand
That's because I don't want to imitate Donald Trump.
He's creepy. But if you're saying you're fired, then it's obligatory. At least that's... You know what? If
Stacey,
I ever
Stacey,
own a...
Stacey? Not.
Tangent.
No, it's okay. Tangents are cool. They're not
apparently
quite line segments, and they're not quite a point on
Notch.
Which, by the way, Shazza is spelled N-O-J, just to clear
But that's up. Okay, we love you.
Yes, we love you still. You can spell it that N-A-J if you want.
Shazza.
Love you.
We love you, Shazza. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Yes, we do.
When you're not with us, we're blue, so blue, oh, Shazza, we
that's
love you.
That's not how it goes.
Yes, it's how we do it at Camp George.
That's not how it is from the movie.
Anyway,
well,
so...
Camp George is better than the movie.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to file this whole thing under Who Gives a Shit.
I give a shit.
Apparently, it's a great song. Let's
apparently our listeners do, because they listen to us.
I know. But that whole thing, they're going to be like, why are
They'll
we
laugh.
Here?
You'll laugh.
They laugh.
They'll
enjoy
laugh,
us.
You'll cry. You'll
On behalf of our listeners, I would like to say that they enjoy us.
All right, on to the list.
So
the chart. Ding ding ding.
What?
You know, from the hour.
No.
Yeah.
The chart.
Yeah. The chart.
Ding ding ding.
Oh. Alice's little xylophone.
Yeah.
No, it was the cups of water.
I don't know.
Oh no! It was the xylophone. She was like,
you spat on my hand.
Sorry.
You should be.
I spit on your hand.
I spit
it's really
in your
close
general
to my
direction.
Juice, so
golf carts. Golf
here.
Carts.
Golf carts. So,
we were sitting out at the Dairy Queen, the same Dairy Queen where the smoker was downwind.
And no, we're
downwind. Down.
We were downwind from the smoker. The smoker should have been downwind. Anyways, sorry.
We was playing with the
I was playing
candy
with the
wrapper.
I like to fidget.
I have candy somewhere. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Sweet.
Anyways. Candy is sweet.
Whoa! It's so true.
Or sour.
Wow.
That candy is sweet, though.
That's true.
Jolly
it was a jolly
I don't know. They're kind of in between.
That's true. They are very in between. Like,
okay. Oh,
make up your mind. Are you sweet or are you sour?
Oh, wait. Can this be our first listener poll?
Yeah! Sorry, that was really obnoxious.
Okay. Jolly Ranchers.
I'm apologizing like a Canadian.
Wait,
anyways,
which kind?
Tips for Moose Jaw. Buy it at your local Kohl's.
Local
or
Kohl's.
Chapters. Or
Indigo.
Or Indigo.ca.
Or your independent bookstore, because that would be preferable.
It's by Will Ferguson. He's really cool. If you're out there, then
Will Ferguson, Shout out.
Great book. Alright, anyway. So, listener poll. Do you think Jolly Ranchers, the ones that come in a clear and yellow package, are sweet or sour?
Sweet or sour, Jolly Ranchers. I will also post that when I post this episode.
Cool.
You best.
Okay, so golf carts.
So, yeah. So, there's this big, like, you know those, like, those trucks that carry new cars?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but without all the levels. It was just, like, flat. Like, that long. Yeah. And there are all these golf carts on it.
And it's like, I saw
why
this
would you need to transfer that many golf carts?
And I saw that yesterday.
There's a new movie studio being built.
In Dundas. They might as well.
There was one coming up in Hamilton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Movie studio?
Yeah, it closed down, though.
Why?
Because they couldn't get, like, financing or movie stars to come to Hamilton.
Call that famous, leave L.A. and come to Hamilton.
That's what Hamilton needs, though. Hamilton has the potential to be such a great city. Because there's so many awesome parts of it, like little pockets of greatness.
Like Lock Street, Westdale.
James Street North.
Yeah, James Street. It's pretty cool. Obviously, Houston North, because that's where the works is.
Yeah. King Street. King Street's pretty cool, too.
King Street.
I'm not a fan of King Street.
It's kind of gone downhill.
So, it's true. It's not the nicest looking area, but there are a lot of really interesting shops.
Yeah, there are interesting shops, and then there's, like, convenience store, strip club, adult cinema.
And then there's, like, three more stores, and then convenience store, adult stores, adult cinema.
And Budinsky's with really good wings.
That place looks so sketchy.
I said
outside. And there's Sushi Star. I like
Sushi Star. And Out of the Past. And Sheepies.
But there's Metro. Out of the Past in London. That's, like, a few blocks
and
away
St.
from my
Catherine's.
House.
And there's Metro, which is...
Metro's cool. And,
you know,
Deja,
it's actually a chain
Deja
as well.
Deja Vu and Putting on the Ritz.
And to sum up, there are a lot of cool places.
The Casbah.
Oh, yes. The Casbah.
All right, so that's our little tour of Hamilton for you.
If you're ever in town, give us a shout.
That was actually just downtown Hamilton, too.
Yeah.
We didn't even go into what's in Westfield.
And Hess.
Hey, want to hear something
Hess
really funny?
Hess has gotten, like, all bar-y.
It's still pretty cool. Yeah, that's what Hess is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember it being like that. I used to go there with my dad during the summer.
Because
like,
you went during the day.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't...
There was still probably...
I don't know. I've heard it's like... I've heard from like different sources that people are, like don't like to go to the bars in Hess because like...
They have a great tattoo in piercing parlor there. Sink and Ink.
It was pretty cool.
Sink and Ink. And are you getting your tattoo there?
Either there or Carter's 13.
Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're all just moving around. I'm
getting a little more comfortable, but not in a sexual
schmooze, way. Obviously.
Schmooze part 4.
So I finished my schmooze.
Woo!
I was on the computer for a full day, and during that full day, I listened to many a Phish concert and talked to Brian all day. Brian, if you're listening, thanks for keeping me occupied while I tried to... make an insane program. It's 4 pages for 3 hours.
Did he keep your hands occupied?
No.
Too bad.
Okay.
So Brian can't listen to our podcast.
Yes,
you
can.
Anyways, so shout out to Brian for keeping me occupied, and shout out to my schmooze for being in... horrible.
No, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. Well, the part on Darfur is gonna be good, but I feel like the rest of it is like a discussion based, but I feel like the Darfur one is like me saying, this is what happens in Darfur. Moving on. There's not really enough time for discussion and all the information, so. We'll play it by ear, and hopefully people will care about it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, in case I didn't tell you what the whole plan was. Nope, I changed it since.
Oh, okay.
I told you guys when I'm on the podcast.
podcast.
The first day is going to be talking about, like, Judaism and, like, our struggles. And, like, we talk about slavery in Egypt. And we talk about the Dreyfus Affair and the Holocaust. And
I totally told you to talk about the Dreyfus Affair. Did you take that from my suggestion?
I might have, but I really don't remember.
Okay.
But thank you.
and totally vetoed it, too. I'm glad you included it.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we talk about terrorism in Israel. And then the second day we talk about all those things like in like today, but like we talk about like child labor for slavery and like discrimination for the Dreyfus Affair, Darfur for the Holocaust, and terrorism.
Well, that ties in very well.
Terrorism. Yeah.
Nice.
It does. I just gave her the thumbs up, but you can't see that.
Yeah.
And then on the third day, we plan an activity based around one of the causes and carry out the activity at camp.
Cool.
That's, I wish I went to Camp George.
You should.
I don't.
But I'm not a Jew, which is unfortunate.
You can pretend.
I could pretend. I think I might be able to get away with it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they'll probably be like, get out.
That's terrible! Considering how many times you told me that you might be, that I might be able to pull it off.
You might, you will be able to pass for Jew, but if you lie on your application, that's cause for dismissal.
That is cause for dismissal. If I lied, if I was the person taking the applications, and I found out that I had lied on an application, I would fire me. Or disapprove.
Note to anybody out there thinking of applying for a job for Stacy, don't lie on your application.
Don't lie. I will find out, bitches.
Oh, I found something that we have to add to the list.
Oh, okay.
And they're all gonna...
So while we're writing, we talked about...
another concert!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we are going to talk about that.
The two dots for the exclamation marks look like boobs.
Maybe.
Or music notes.
speaking of boobs, yeah. Adam, thank you for the message on Facebook. He pretty much wrote boobies. Oh, yeah. P.S. I'm hotter than Ryan Reynolds. Which, nice wishing.
Oh!
I'm joking. Adam. Yes. I replied to Adam on Facebook and I said, you can have Ryan Reynolds, but Dave Matthews,
Oh, Dave.
I love him. Okay, while we're talking about Dave, we could also talk about Gord Downey and how me and Mori saw him on Sunday night. And oh my god, we were so close.
Yeah, it was like a freaking...
It was ridiculous.
I felt like I was packed. Okay, the Jew in me was thinking about how much of a victim I am, and then how we are so packed in the concert, I was thinking about how, I was like, I'm empathizing with the Jews in the boxcars on the way to Auschwitz.
I wouldn't have even made that connection.
That's because I'm a Jew and I was taught that I'm a victim. Anyways, there were lots of people there.
There were a lot of people, especially Annoying guy was hilarious.
Hey, this will segue nicely into the next
point. And then four asshole chicks.
Yeah, but let's talk about Annoying Guy. Annoying Guy, if you're out there, you're awesome.
He doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Guy who was dancing and kept knocking me in the head with your elbow.
And ooh. Who told Mia that it's inappropriate to sit at a concert.
It's inappropriate to sit there.
Honestly, just don't sit at a concert.
It's so
inappropriate. You're gonna, like, get killed.
He was hot.
He was hot, but he was feeling up his girlfriend, and I feel like he just treats girls as objects, and I'm not so into that.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, nice, Miss Feminist. All right.
Oh, okay.
they just, knuckle punch.
Sorry about that.
I don't know, whatever that is. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say something.
Thanks. All right, moving on. Although I really don't want to move on from Gord Downey, but I feel like... If I just kept talking about him forever, then. I love Gord. I love him.
Bucks, I love nodding.
Buck 65 opened for the Hip, and he was freaking amazing.
He was
from
so
Halifax,
awesome.
Canadian.
And
holla!
And there was
the whole set was Canadian.
There was this guy named Joe, who
Joe was hot.
Who, during the first song, he took pretzel sticks and pretended that they were batons,
and he started conducting.
Yeah, and then he kept eating them.
Yeah. And then he hacky-sacked and he juggled.
He hacky-sacked?
He was trying to hack. He had like three balls and came out and started to juggle, and then he tried to hacky-sack, and then he just kind of like danced.
But and then he juggled knives.
He juggled knives. It was pretty...
That's very impressive.
Intense.
I have to say that I almost enjoyed Buck 65 more than the Hip. Just because for the Hip, I couldn't really enjoy the first 45 minutes because he kept getting shoved around by drunk and asshole girls. It was so annoying, and I kind of wish that I'd punched him.
You should have. But then the security would have been all over your
head. Yeah, really.
And then I would have
punched him. Not in the way I'd want them. Actually, I was surprised at how crazy the show was. Like, someone got pulled out of the crowd by security.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then I was thinking, I regret not being born in the 50s so I could go to Woodstock.
Woodstock, what?
If you had been born in the 60s, you would have been, like, I mean, the 50s. then you maybe would have been like 17.
Yeah, so I could have gone.
She could have gone to Woodstock. She could have gone to Woodstock.
I would feel a bit young going to Woodstock at 17. It would be. I feel like it would be a little intense for me at that age.
You know where we still could go?
Where?
Bonnaroo.
Woo!
Bonnaroo.
So see, wait, why am I supposed to have any desire to go to that?
Because it's awesome. It's a weekend long of concerts, like good concerts. And your screensaver's on. That was a really big close-up of Jennifer Garner's boobs.
It wasn't her boobs, it was her...
Cleavage?
No. She didn't even have boobs.
Yeah, well, in does. That picture she did.
She has small boobs.
Alright,
so they're still boobs.
Yeah, that's true. Boobs. Let us not deny her.
Boobies.
Boobies.
O-P-S. Adam is spelled B-O-O-B-I-E-S, not B-E-W-I-E-S.
You know what annoys me? I think B-E-W is funny, though.
It's
you know
funny, but it's grammatically incorrect.
You know what annoys me? When people spell booby, B-O-O-B-I-E.
Why?
Because that's booby. It's not booby. Booby is B-U-B-B-Y.
Or I?
But
I thought there was an I at the end.
The Y.
Oh.
I guess it's transliteration, so you don't really know. So, like, you can spell it booby, but it makes me laugh every time I see someone spell booby. Booby.
Does anybody spell booby like that? Like
I do.
Yeah, and my
B O O B
B I E.
It makes me laugh. Hi, booby.
Oh my god! In grade, like 5 or 6 or something. You're reading this story out loud, and this girl who sat next to me, like, it was, like, one of the first lines in the story
where this is
our boobies are watching over us. Spell B-O-O-B-I-E-S. So in front of the whole class, she goes, our boobies are watching over us. And of course, being in grade 5 or 6, like, we laughed about that for a month.
When, I was in a play in grade 5, Sideways Stories from Wayside School, this girl's line, Dina, her line was, I have a nickel, but while we were performing, she said, I have a dickle.
except it wasn't, I have a dickle, it was, I have a dickle, because that's how Dina talks.
And then some of us started giggling on stage. Not me, of course, I'm too professional. And then, and then we kept bringing it up for, like, the rest of the school year. Hey, Dina, do you have a dickle?
My greatest memory of Dina is when she was trying to get everyone's attention at a program, and nobody was paying attention to her, so she was like, guys, could you please be quiet and listen? And nobody would listen. And then she'd be like, guys, please be quiet and listen. You have to understand that Dina has, like, the screechiest voice in the world. So finally, on the third try, when nobody was listening, she got up on a table and, guys, I wasn't really on this program, and nobody's going to listen to me. Oh, my God, just please listen. Stop talking and be respectful. And then we
Maury did you guys a big favor and moved the microphone.
Except when we were in the room with Dina, there was no microphone to move. It was just,
You had to just sit there and deal.
And people shut up when she did that. Dina, I love you.
I do.
I'm so excited to see you in a week.
Yay. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
I am.
Sigh. All right.
What
chair
else?
Dancing.
Hi. Chair dancing. Oh, my goodness.
So we were in the car, me and Stacy.
Our segues are amazing, by the
way. You're the best segue. We win the best.
A brief way we're dick.
We win the award for best segues on the internet. Anyways. So we were sitting in my car, which is a 96 bright red neon, which is reason enough for people to stare. And so it was me and Stacy in the
bright
car.
Red?
It's pretty bright.
It's
the same color of red that a lot of cars are.
All right. Well, anyways. So we're sitting in the car, and we're listening to Outkast, Hey Ya. And Stacy
loves that song.
Actually, like, mad chair dancing. Like, out of control. It's funny. I appreciated it. But I was just kind of sitting there, you know, just driving along, and she was, like, going all out. We get to a stoplight, and there's this, like, car of, like, 2 guys, and, like, they're actually leaning forward to, like, see Stacy.
I did not realize this until Leah started laughing. I looked over, and I see the guys just, like, leaning over, like, their heads at, like, a 90-degree angle.
It was
with their mouths a little bit
it
open.
Was so hilarious. And then I just started, like...
Don't say hilarious.
Yeah. That hurts.
Story, it's it's branded into me now. It's part of who I am.
It's branded into you. That sounds like an urge. Because the Breves are ridic.
Yeah.
Hat birth reach.
I love Mel. Mel, if you're listening, I love you. Mel was my roommate this year.
Yeah.
Woo.
She's quite cool.
I was in a band with Mel.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When were you in a band together?
Oh, with Mike Belange. Yeah. Oh my god, I miss Mike Belange so much.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's awesome. We had a handshake where he milked me and I milked him.
You know what? My dad.
I know.
They're not going to know what they're talking about.
Like, pretty much, like, he folded his hands outwards, like, his thumbs were hanging down. And, like, when we were making up, like, the handshake, he was like, alright, it's like, fist, and, like, fists together, and, like, grasp hands, and he goes, all of a sudden he goes, come on, milk me, and like, I'm just like, what? He's like, milk me, you know you want to milk me. I'm like, how would one go about milking you? And he's like, you know, just milk my thumbs, and and so I did, so and then he's like, and now I milk you. I'm like, you're hot, but no.
And that's when the lawsuit happened.
I like Mike Belange, though. Mike, you're cool, and if you're out there, we still have to record our song.
And if there were, you know what, in the first half of that story, there was a lot of fisting.
My dad was reading me the sport he got today, and one of the things was, who was the first person who looked at a cow and said, I'm going to squeeze those dangly things and drink whatever comes out of it.
I got that email, like, a while ago, and I was like, wow, this is hilarious.
And one of the things was also, if quizzes are quizzical, what are tests?
Oh, yeah. And it was at the whole, why do we drive on a parkway and park on a driveway?
Yeah. Actually, they don't have it like that in Britain.
Really?
Yeah, I think
this is Britain's cool.
Britain is pretty cool. I wonder if we have any English listeners.
If you're English, and if you're English, English
that
British.
Made us all stop and think.
I know, we all went, oh, possibilities. And we took a minute and got really silent.
And we're sorry about that dead air.
Yeah.
Dead air.
A little late.
Yeah, dead air. Slightly. Hey, that's your job for dead air.
I was thinking.
Good point.
She was contemplating the idea of a Brit listening to us. Britain is cool.
Well, there's a Brit on this.
What?
I'm English.
I've from living in the UK.
Well, my family did.
My family did too. But
okay, so anybody with British citizenship, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales,
England.
Oh yeah, that's on there too.
England.
Me too.
I want to go to England, and I want to go.
Yeah.
Nodge.
Okay, no more travel plans.
I also want to go to Paris.
We'll make these plans later.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So. Right, so moving on, and we have a new friend. Our podcast was added as a friend by this podcast called Octane 9 or something. Do you remember what the name was? It had Octane in it.
Yeah,
and they're really big.
You probably should have checked that out before you.
No. I did. I've forgotten it, but it doesn't matter really because I doubt they're even listening to our podcast.
Right, anyway, I apologize. Thanks for adding us.
Thank you for adding us. I'm just not sure quite why you did. I didn't finish my story.
I think Maury wants to say something.
I was interrupted, so I'm going to continue. Anyway.
My boy wants to say something. I just got high and squeaky like Tina.
Okay.
I just want to say sorry to Octane for not knowing your name, because I know how annoying it is when people don't know your name.
Oh, we all do.
Yes, right, okay.
So, yes. Anyway, Octane is a podcast about hot riding and rockabilly.
Cool.
Woo.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what exactly it is about our podcast that they find appealing or interesting or
everything.
Why they would bother to listen, but here we are
on
their friend list.
For everyone else.
I know. We haven't quite figured it out yet. Why do people listen to our show?
Hardly know her.
Oh, good.
Oh, we're dick. You know what I always like about saying we're dick is that it ends in dick.
Or a cock. If you replace dick with cock in words, it's funny, like cockinary. Or a cockulus. Or coction. Diction.
Yeah. No, I got their thing.
Or then if you replace it with a cunt.
Like the cunt with the scrunchie.
Yeah. Recunchulous. Cunchinary.
Cunctator.
Cunctail.
Cocktail? Cunctail?
Oh, good one.
I know, I'm smart.
Oh, tail. Listeners, send in.
Tail of your cunt. What?
Okay, send in your dick. Or cock.
Send us your dick.
Or your
send
cock.
Send us your dick. Adam,
or
that's
your cunt.
You.
Or your cunt.
Send us your dick or your cunt.
Or your cock if you feel that your dick and your cock are different things.
Anyways, we're running out of time. So
it's okay.
No, we still have time.
Okay. Yeah, we've got like almost a minute left.
Don't be aware you weren't.
Okay, should we,
nobody
she
likes
can't help
where
it.
You
should we shout out?
Yeah,
so we need to shout out. And we need to do that quickly.
Janie. And
Janie, who is a member of the CAAS, which is the Carmen's Ass Appreciation
Society.
All right,
you have like 20 seconds.
Okay,
it's,
don't
it's
have
okay.
to put out me.
And that's 30, by the way.
Oh, well,
anyway. And Shazza.
Shazza,
and
we
Adam
love you.
And
L Baller. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Ooh,
and
Baller, I hardly know her.
That one was actually good. And
good.
Adam, you get another shout
out
for you.
You get just a nod.
Yeah.
So
you get
a nod.
You get
a nod.
All right. So we officially have 5 seconds.
All right.
So
4, 3, 2.